Disc 3.
Chapter 8. Heimlich Hospital is gone now, and will probably never be rebuilt. If you want to visit it, you have to convince a farmer to let you borrow his mule, for nobody in the surrounding area is willing to go within 12 miles of its wreckage, and once you arrive, you can hardly blame them. The few scraps of the building that have survived are covered with a thick and prickly type of ivy called kudzu, which makes it difficult to see what the hospital looked like when the Baudelaires first arrived in the VFD van. The confusing maps have been gnawed off the walls of the sagging staircases, so it is very hard to imagine how troublesome it was to find one's way through all of the areas of the building. And the intercom system has long since crumbled away, with only a handful of square speakers left sitting among the ash and rubble. So it is impossible to imagine just how unnerving it was when Klaus and Sunny heard the latest announcement from Mattathias.
"Attention,"
Mattathias announced. There were no intercom speakers installed in the unfinished half of the hospital, so the two younger Baudelaires had to listen very hard to hear the scratchy voice of their enemy coming from one of the outdoor speakers.
"Attention, attention. This is Mattathias, the head of human resources. I am cancelling the remainder of the hospital inspections. We have found what we were looking for."
There was a pause as Mattathias moved away from the microphone, and as Klaus and Sunny listened very hard, they could hear the faint, faint noise of triumphant, high-pitched laughter coming from the head of human resources.
"Excuse me,"
he continued when his giggling fit was over.
"To continue, please be aware that two of the three Baudelaire murderers, Clyde and Susie Baudelaire, have been spotted in the hospital. If you see any children whom you recognize from the daily punctilio, please capture them and notify the police."
Mattathias stopped talking and began to giggle again, until the children heard the voice of Esme Squalor whispering,
"Darling, you forgot to turn off the intercom."
Then there was a click, and everything was silent. "They caught her," Klaus said.